Okay, we're on Tesvav Amud Beis. Still working with Rabbi Yehuda. Second line from the top. None. It says in the Mishnah, Shat Nenesli Adachag Im Telchi LeBeis Avich Adapesach. So we have a case where a guy makes a neder and he says that if he, let's say, argument's sake, he's at Rosh Chodesh Adar, and he says that if you go to your father's house anytime between now, Rosh Chodesh Adar, let's say, until Pesach, next month and a half, then you'll be aser to me from today, right through till Sukkot. Okay, like the next 6-7 months, whatever. So now if you go from today, anytime from today till Pesach, you'll be assured for me from today, from Rosh Chodesh Adar until Sukkot. So what happens? Halcha lifnei Pesach asura banaso adachag. So if she actually went, which she did the Tanai, sometime now after Rosh Chodesh Adar, so then she becomes asur, as he said in the Neder, right through until till Sukkot, till Achag. Okay. Now, so the, and then it says, Umiteras lelecha char Pesach, and then he can go after Pesach, because she's not allowed to go from now to Pesach, after Pesach, whatever, it doesn't matter anymore. Okay. Now comes the diuk. Halcha asura, lo halcha lo. So what do we see? If she goes, she actually goes, okay, then she becomes us. She goes now between now and Pesach, she becomes us from the first day right through till Chag. Fine. Mashma, but if she doesn't go, she's not asur to go. In other words, she's not asur to go, but if she happens to go, she's going to become asur. So that's a kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that we have to be choshe. She shouldn't be allowed to go now, because if she goes now, any time between now and Pesach, she becomes asur. So let's say she goes, I don't know, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? She ends up getting Hana now, and then she goes Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it comes out that retroactively she's over the Neder, because the Neder was she's not allowed to get Hana from day one, from the Rosh Chodesh Adar. So if she gets Hana in Rosh Chodesh Adar or whatever, and then later on goes sometimes after that, you know, before Pesach, becomes retroactively she was over. But we're not worried about that. It happens to go, okay, but if she doesn't go, we allowed her, and we're not kosher, then maybe if she gets Hana, maybe she's going to end up going, it's going to be a problem. So this is a kasha Rabbi Yehuda, he holds, we are worried about it. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, no, Hu Adin Afilu Lo Halcha Asura. No, Enechanami, she's not allowed to go, she's not allowed to get a Hana anyways, lest she ends up going from now to Pesach, and then retroactively she was really Asur Bana, like we said, and it is a problem, that is true, and therefore, but make the diuk as follows, just say, if she goes, the Halcha, then it's Asura Veloket, Lo Halcha Asura Bialma, we saw the same answer yesterday, that just means that if she actually, before all goes, then if she actually goes, then we have a problem that she would that the Hana that she got was Asur and she gets Malkus. Whereas if she doesn't actually go, so then she just has a Isur Balma not to get Hana, just an Inyan, you know, not to get Hana, lest she ends up going and becoming Asur. Okay, let's see Rashi. Konem Sha'nen is Liyad Achag, Im Telchi LeBeis Avich, Mikan Vat Pesach, Halcha v'chule. Aval im lo halcha lifnei Pesach, she didn't go before Pesach. Ein asura leanos mi adar Pesach. The lo chashinan l'shem telich adain lifnei Pesach v'tiyufte Rabbi Yehuda damar al yishan v'chule. So then, but we're not choy. We let her get Hana now until Pesach. We're not worried that she is might end up going, and then it came out retroactively she was not allowed to get Hana, and she did. We're not worried about that, and therefore it's not like Rabbi Yehuda says we should. Rabbi Abba says Rashi Hachi Kamar. No, make the diuk like that. Halcha lo halcha yisur bialma dechashin and shemet elech adain lifnei Pesach. And you know, it was just a yisur bialma that she, just in case she ends up going, and then retroactively she ended up being aser b'hana. We said okay. Next question again on Rabbi Yehuda from a different place. Mesavik says the following, the Braisa. Kikar zu alai hayom imelech lamakom ploni lemachar. Guy makes the following neder. He says that this piece of bread, this loaf or whatever, is going to usher to me today if I go to Makom Ploni tomorrow. In other words, if I go, let's say, to Yerushalayim tomorrow, then this loaf of bread is usher to me today. So now here's our, again, the Isser is today, and the Tanai is tomorrow. Depends on what happens tomorrow. It's going to reflect on what I did today. So says the Braisa that it's imachal hareze bibal yelech. Okay, so if, says the Braisa, that if he ate today, so now I have to be careful, I can't go tomorrow, because then that was a nuntanai, right? If I go tomorrow, then the eating I ate today was a problem. So if I actually ate today, that's very dangerous, because if I end up going tomorrow, then what I ate today was aser. So I have to be careful not to eat. So the Gemara, this is a kasha of Yehuda. Why? Because more understands, meaning that I could eat today. I'm allowed to eat today. It's just that I have to be careful that if I did eat, then tomorrow I better not go to Makom Ploni, which is a kasha of Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda again should hold. If this is Rabbi Yehuda, would say that you're not allowed to eat today, lest you end up going to Yerushalayim tomorrow, and then it became what you ate was a problem. So he would say you're not allowed to eat. But here it says, if Yama to eat, I could eat. It's just that if I do, I have a problem tomorrow. So Gemara is Dochen says, no, Miktani Ochel, Achalktani, Dechi Achal, Zebe Bal Yelech. So Rabbi Yehuda raises a Bal Yelech. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not a Kash. I mean, why? Because it doesn't say, yeah, go ahead and eat, don't worry about it, and then tomorrow just don't go to Makom Ploni. No, it doesn't say that. It says achal, meaning really you shouldn't eat. But if you did, b'di'eved, you did what you shouldn't have done and eaten, then you have to be careful not to go to Makom Ploni tomorrow. But einachanami, you're not allowed to go today. Okay, the Gemara continues. Now we have another kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, from the Hemshech of this Braisa. The Braisa continues and says, halach. Let's say the next day he went to Yerushalayim. Hare ze bebal yachel dvaro. So then he ate the first day, and then the next day he went to Yerushalayim. So then he's over on the neder, because that was his neder. If he goes to Yerushalayim the next day, then what he ate the first day is a neder. So if he goes the next day, halach, he went to the place the next day. Hare ze bebal yachel dvaro. If he went without which he ate the first day. So now the Gemara makes the diuk. What is it? Notice it says mahalech. Look, it doesn't say mahalech, and therefore v'kasha le Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you're allowed to eat the first day, who holds that you're not allowed to eat the first day. So it's what does it say? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should have said. Well, since I'm not eating the first day, because you're not allowed to eat the first day, so the Braisa really should have said that Mahalach, you can go on the next day to Yerushalayim. Why can you go to the next day to Yerushalayim? Because anyway, you didn't eat the first day. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat the first day. So therefore, it should have said that on the second day, Mahalach to Yerushalayim, go ahead. Why? Because you didn't eat the first day. It's not a problem to go to Yerushalayim. But it doesn't say that. It says Halach, that if he went, it's a problem. Mashma, that because he was eating the first day. So vice versa, that you're allowed to eat the first day, which is not like Rabbi Yehuda, what old you can't. So the Gemara answers and says, no. Amar lach Rabbi Yehuda, huadin de lisnei mahalich. Really, einachanami, you could have said it like that. It could have said, since you didn't eat the first day, because you're not allowed to, so the next day you can go to Yerushalayim. It could have said that. But the reason why it didn't is because Aidi Diktani Resha Achal the Lo Mishani Lo Misne Le Ochel. So Tani Seifa Halach. So Enechmi could have said, like, the reason why I use the past tense that he went is just to keep it in sync with the Resha. Because the Resha, it said, remember, Ki Karze Alai Hayomi Malekom Akomploni Lamachar Achal Hareze Valyalech. If he ate, then he's not allowed to go the next day. There it couldn't say ochel. He can't say, and so he can eat the first day, because he's not allowed to eat the first day, for sure, according to Rabbi Yehuda. First day, you're not allowed to eat, lest you might the next day go to that place. So it has to be in the Reisha Achal. It can't be Ochel. You're probably not allowed to, according to Rabbi, eat. So therefore, since it had to say only Achal in the Reisha, so therefore it uses the same type of Lashon Halach in the Seifa, even though it didn't have to. It could have really said, Holech, you can go the next day because you obviously didn't eat the first day. Okay, let's see Rashi's. Okay, Kikarzeh Konam alai hayom, he may lech lamakom pulin the machar, says Rashi, machlo hayom, if he ate it today the first day, vahalach lamachar, he went the next day to that place, over alechilaso, retroactively, right? Mishum bal yachel. Ktani, it says, achal hayom, and it doesn't say, velo ktani lo yochal hayom, it doesn't say you shouldn't eat. So, alma de shafkina leila mechal, lal to be let him eat the first day. Velo chayshin and shemei lechmar. We're not worried. You're going to go the next day, which is the kashan of Yehuda. The Gemara is though. Okay, miktani ochel. It didn't say you can go ahead and eat. It didn't say ochel lechachila. Velo yelech lemachar. It didn't say that. Achal ktani. He ate. Bidiyevit. Meaning he shouldn't have. Aval lechachila asur lechol on the first day. Vadai hayom. De chayshin and shemei lech lemachar. Ktani seifa halach arehu v'bal yachel aval mahalach lo ktani, didn't say he can go the next day, right? The mashma the lo shavkinan le lemechal let it mold that we don't let him eat the day before. Ela ktani, what does it say? Halach means that did shma mina that mol shavkinan le lemechal mashma that we do let him eat the day before. Lahi, and therefore, kevan da achalit meldens he did eat im halacha yom harehu v'val yachel. So then he's over if he goes the next day. V'yutuf to the Rabbi Yehuda, damar al yisham mechule. So then he says, no, I'm alach Rabbi Yehuda. Who adin the least name mahalach? He could have said mahalach because he really is allowed to eat the first. He's not allowed to eat the first day, and therefore he's allowed to go the second day. The mashma deino ochel umahalach lemachar. He's not allowed to eat the first day, and then he's allowed to go the next day. The vadai lo shafkina leila mechal etmo, because we're not allowed to let him eat the first day, as Rabbi Huda holds. Ella aidi the tani reisha achal the lo matzi lemisne yochel. There it can't say yochel in the reisha. The Rabbi Huda the lo matzi lemechal lechad vadi. You're not allowed to eat lechachila. So therefore tani sefer nami halach. Okay. Next, so we finished that inyan, and we go back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah said, "Omer liisha konim shani mishamshech harei ze bebal yachel devaro." So if a person assers the tashmish on his wife, it's a good netter, and therefore if he doesn't keep it, he's over. Now Gemara asks, "How could that be?" Veha mish dabed la midoraisa dichsiv sheirak susa veonasa lo yigra. How is he allowed to do that? How is he allowed to make a netter and asser him tashmish on his wife? Tashmish is his wife. He's meshuvat to her. His goof is meshuvat for tashmish. It says sheira, which is food, ksusa is beged, and onasa is tashmish. Lo yigra, you have to give these things to your wife. So how is he allowed to do that, bichlal? So the more answer is beomer hanas tashmishech alai v'halo kanich alei betashmish. Talking about, it depends how he says it. It's the guy that he doesn't like tashmish, and therefore he's ushering, not his wife, says, I'm not going to give you tashmish. He's ushering basically on himself. He's saying, I'm making a neder. I don't want to have the hana of tashmish. So it's for himself. The hana of tashmish is Allah, he says. And it ends up, therefore he can't have tashmish. He's not ushering his himself on her, but rather the tashmish on himself. Because he doesn't like the tashmish, lo nichale the tashmish. And the Amar Rav Kahana, because we see such a thing, Rav Kahana said it in the opposite way, by the woman. That if the woman says, konem right tashmishi alecha, the woman saying it, that she asks tashmish on the husband, having tashmish with the husband, kofim nosa umisham nashto, we say she can't do that. Why does Shabudei Mishavid lay? Because the opposite is also true. She's Meshuvah to him, so she can't ask her Tashmish on her husband because she's Meshuvah to him. But if she says, Hanas Tashmishcha Alai, that I don't want the Tashmish, I don't want the Tashmish, and therefore I'm answering the Tashmish on myself, so then, in Achanami, Asur is not allowed to have Tashmish. Why Shein Machilin Lo Adam Davar Asur Lo? Because once she makes it Asur on herself, so you can't force something that she made Asur to herself on her. And therefore, so too, the same way as we see in our Mishnah, that if the husband says the same thing, if he asks the tashmish on himself, the hana on himself, you can't feed him something which is asr to him, and therefore the tashmish becomes asr in that way. Okay, Rashi. Shani misham sheikh, hareza bebal yachel, im misham meshima, fidez, vehechi matzila meimar, sheinu misham mesh, misham shavaha, mishtabila, yastu le tashmish. Ve'omer hana tashmishech alai, kolomer hana te'ati li mishtashmishech, the hana is going to come to me from your tashmish, konam alai, on me, I'm answering that. V'halo nachalich alim etashmish, v'yachol asor hana salav, he doesn't like it, and therefore he can answer this hana on himself. V'havei neder, it's a good neder. D'amar Rav Kahana, like we said, we saw the other way by the woman with Rav Kahana, that isha omer es konam hana tashmishi alaich, Alecha, kofe misham shatr, she has to be forced to have tashmish. The lav kol kamina lesor nafsha alav, that she doesn't have the power to do that, to usher on him. The himishu benes lo lanato, she has to give him this hana. Aval amra konem hanas tashmish chalai, shoserat hana sheyesh la mitashmisho alatzma, she's answering on herself the enjoyment she gets from it. Asur, then it does work. The nasur l'shamsha v'tzarich l'hafrila, and you have to cancel the neder. Lefi she'ein machinim lo la'adam davar asur lo v'hana tashmisho asur alea. And then since she made this asur on her, so you have to keep the neder, because you can't force somebody to do something asur to them. Hachanami, so too by the man, kiyama, when he says hana tashmish echalai, that I don't want the hana of the tashmish, vadai, it is a good neder, havei neder, asur l'shamsha, mipnei sheneneh mimena, and you can't force something hana on a person that's asur on him. Okay, it's a student new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shavua she'eni yashen, she'eni medaber, she'eni mehalech, asur. So here are things again that are thing pulot that are ein bem mamish. There's no mamashus to them, they're just actions. But here it works. They're asur because this is shvua, not neder. Neder, we said, it can only go on something specific. It's not an article or whatever, but this is a shvua. Shvua can even go on things that are lace, don't have mamashus to it, and therefore these are good shvuas. Okay, the Mishnah continues and says three lashonas types of lashonas of neder that are not good. And that doesn't, it's not chal, they're not good nedari. And they are konem lo ochalach, makes the neder korban is going to be what I don't eat from you. So what I don't eat from you is going to be korban, meaning what I eat from you is not a korban. It's not aser. So it's no neder here. Or if he says ha korban sho ochalach, which is a is a lashon really of a shvua on the life of the korban that he's going to eat, so that's also not chal. And the last lashon is lo korban lo ochalach, is also not a good. Why? Because it's not going to be a korban when I'm not going to eat from you. Which, in order to be a neder, you'd have to say miklal lava tashamehein, meaning it is going to be a korban when I am going to eat from you. But as we're going to say that this is Shitas Rabbi Meir, who holds that we don't say Mikal Lavat Hashem Ein, and therefore Mutter, and therefore all these Lashonuses are Mutter. They're not in the dark. Okay, let's see. Rashi, Shvua Sheini Yashen Sheim Medaber Vechule. The Shvua Chalal Davar Shein Bo Mamish. Since it's Lashon of Shvua, it works because it's calling things that are not Ein Bo Mamish. Korban Lo Ochalach. The Hainu Kamo Imra Lo Ochalach. The Mutter. Because he's saying it's a korban when I'm not going to eat from you, and therefore fine. What I'm not going to eat, what I mean is giving you from you is not going to be a korban. It's okay. Next, ha korban she'ochalach. If he says that lashon, nami it's mutter. Why the lo neder ela no nadar ela bechaye korban? As we said, and that's not chal. Lo korban lo ochalach. The last lashon. It's not going to be a korban when I'm not going to eat from you. So mashma bishvil iser lo ochalach sheim ochalach lehavei aser alike a korban. So in other words, mikalav atashamehein. It's not a korban when I'm not going to eat, but it is going to be a korban when I am going to eat. And why is it mutar? This is the time of the Rabbi Meir, because this is like Rabbi Meir. The lo delay slay mikalav atashamehein, and therefore it's not a good. We don't say that. We don't hold by mikalav atashamehein, and therefore it's not a good korban, not a good neder. Next part of Rashi really is going on the Gemara, the next page, but we'll just do it since it's here. The E Rabbi Yehuda, and this Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Amar Korban Sheochalach, or Bein Amar Ha Korban Sheochalach. Now, our Mishnah here it says Ha Korban Sheochalach. Okay, that is not a good neder. Mashma, if he didn't say Ha Korban, just Korban Ocholach, it would be good. But that's not, therefore, can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because he says in all those cases, but the vayu mati Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you remember, he held that in order to be a good netter, you have to have the kafa dimion. It has to be kik korban. And since it doesn't say kaf, it's not good. Whereas here, it's mashamar mishnah. If he would say just korban okalach, it would be good. So therefore, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. But the vayu mati Rabbi Yehuda. In the next verse, they take out the girsa filu amar korban shochalach ukedaminan bepirkin leel that korban ha korban kar korban all these shochalach asur that who is that money Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir held you don't need a kafe dimion, right? The law shani, like he holds that there's no difference bein imra leke imra, it doesn't matter, you don't need the kaf. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda korban shochalach is mutter because you didn't say the kaf kikorban, so therefore he holds that's not a neder.